Welcome to the Wex Appeal Podcast. This episode is starting a little bit differently. It's with a heavy heart that I tell you that my friend, my brother, my colleague in CrossFit, Brad Robison, lost his battle with cancer January 21st in the morning. And he was a pillar in the CrossFit community. There are very few competitions that you'd go to in this area that you wouldn't either see him coaching athletes or himself being on the floor competing and supporting everything that goes on and supporting the CrossFit lifestyle. He had a very aggressive cancer that came and took him very much too soon. But I wanted to start this episode by honoring him, giving our love to the family, giving our love to Nikki, his wife, Gage, his son, Tim, his brother, the rest of his family, and our love to the CrossFit Zoo family, which I will always hold as a special place in my heart as I coached there. In fact, I remember when Brad came in as an athlete, and it was awesome to see him grow to a great coach and then also to becoming an affiliate owner and building a community around. And now that community needs to rally around their family. He was a father, he was a husband, he was a coach, but he was my friend. Brad, we love you. We will miss you. Rest easy. Please, I wanted to start the show with a moment of silence for Brad.
It's the Wex Appeal Podcast. Barbells, beats, and buffoonery.
Three, two, one, go! Here we go.
Dope conversations.
Damn, that's my Genghis Khan.
Where fitness, pop culture, and a lot of random buffoonery collide.
I'm coming for you.
It's ridiculous, really.
Hashtag space war.
But amusing.
Wex, you laugh least at me, so you get to go next.
Here's your host, Wex.
I was going to say I blacked out during the explanation. I just heard space.
It is the Wex Appeal Podcast, Barbells, Beats, and Buffoonery. I am your host, Wex. And, as you know, we have had a thing come up in our community that we are trying to support my friend, Brad Robison, who unfortunately lost his battle with cancer. This show that we're airing today did not actually have video when we recorded it. It's a live recording from Wattapalooza. Tier Wattapalooza, the podcast stage, was amazing. Tier Wattapalooza always puts on a great show. And I got to interview Colton Mertens, who you're going to hear from today on this show. And unfortunately, we didn't have video for it. But it is all good because during the video of this show, if you are watching it on Spotify or you're watching it on YouTube, there'll be a QR code where you can go and support the Robison family, CrossFit Zoo family, as they are going through this tough time with the loss of Brad. You can also go to Barbell Voodoo. The shirt that I'm wearing right now is for sale. Proceeds do go to Nikki, who is his wife, as they kind of figure out the next course of action with moving forward without Brad. And we want to make sure that they are continued to be supported and loved and to keep going and keep fighting, because that's what Brad would want. So you can go to Barbell Voodoo and you can buy the Brad Strong shirt. It's hashtag Brad Strong. It's got the CrossFit Zoo Rhino Rex on the front. And please go to Barbell Voodoo and purchase one of the shirts, or you can go to the GoFundMe page. That you can see a link in my bio on Instagram, or you can scan the QR code that will be on the screen during this episode. As I said, we didn't get video of this episode with Colton, but it works out. I'm going to put that up on the screen for you so that you can support. Other things that I would like to support as well are my sponsors. As you know, I am sponsored by Thunderbro. It is hypertrophy training with functional fitness involved as well. So you get the benefits of the bodybuilding with the aesthetics, and you also get the benefits of CrossFit for the functionality. Use code WEXAPPEAL. Use the promo code WEXAPPEAL there, and you get 20% off. Actually, I believe you also get a free month of Thunderbro. So go check it out. Thunderbro.com. Thunderbro.com. My other sponsor, Blackout Barbell. I got the hat turned backwards. I shouldn't. I should go ahead and run it forward. But Blackout Barbell, they were fantastic at Wodapalooza. They hooked me up with a whole new drop, all the new gear. It is available. Go to blackoutbarbell.shop and use the code WEXAPPEAL to get 10% off of your order. And they are awesome. So go check them out, blackoutbarbell.shop, to get 10% off your order by using code WEXAPPEAL. And last but not least, I finally got my hands on Peppermint Mocha from Strong Coffee Company, and oh my word, it is the best thing I've ever had. I love their coffee already because of the benefits that it gives you, from the collagen protein to the MCT oil to the neurofactor, but it is amazing. So go check them out, strongcoffeecompany.com, and use the code WEXAPPEAL. Shocker, that's what I use for everything. WEXAPPEAL to get 15% off your order. Get yourself the Peppermint Mocha before it sells out again, because I missed it the first time around. So glad I caught it the second time around. It is amazing, and the guys over there, Caleb and Adam, are absolutely crushing it. They posted that they are trying to pitch to Justin Bieber. So stay tuned for that and see what's going to happen. On the show today, Colton Mertens, a fan favorite for the CrossFit community. Colton Mertens comes on the show after competing all weekend at Wodapalooza in the individual division, had a great time, called his shot, talked a little trash. We talk about that aspect and all the things going forward. We talk about his new barbell that's coming out. You can pre-order it next month from Hero Barbell. So Hero Barbell Company, go check out his new barbell that's coming out. You can pre-order it in February, and it's going to be available in March. We talk about that. Hero Barbell, a friend of the show for sure. But we had a great time chatting and talking about all the things that went on this weekend. So check it out. This is the episode with Colton Mertens. And as I said before, there's not going to be video on this one, but there will be QR codes where you can go and support CrossFit Zoo, Nikki, and the Robison family. So please do so. Share, like, and send it to everybody. Enjoy.
What is up, everybody? Good morning, and welcome to Sunday morning at Tier Wodapalooza. It's 8 a.m. Like, the place is starting to come abuzz. It's the last day, and I have my guest today. Colton Mertens is on the podcast. It's early, so we have, like, a riveting crowd. We got the cameras in the crowd. We got Brian Spinn. We got the press here. We got people yelling. Everybody's getting ready, getting set up. All the vendors are starting to fire up. You've got coffee. I forgot to do that, but it's all good, man. It's Sunday morning. How are you feeling? You competed Thursday, Friday, had a day to kind of let it all set in. How's Sunday feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling good today. It kind of feels like the calm before the storm, before the competition gets started here today. So just kind of relaxing, having a pretty easy morning. But, yeah, Sunday, body feels good, mind feels refreshed. Yesterday was a little bit rough, just staying up late in the house, hanging out and talking shop, talking strategy, getting, plans set for this next year. And, you know, I'm excited. But, yeah, I'm going to enjoy the last day out here in Miami before we head back home and get back to work.
Awesome. And so it was just announced while you were here that you are now part of Team Proven. So who is like the coaching camp for you, and like what does that look like, and how did you make the decision to join Proven? I know you and Nick have a history. He messaged me.
Yeah, sure. So up to this date, I haven't done any Proven workouts yet, but I will be working with them moving forward. Up to this point, it's been my own programming along with Kilo Train since I started my career. And I think I'm at a point now where I needed something a little bit different. Need somebody where, you know, I can have like a one-on-one coach, and Proven can provide that. And I know Nick Johnson from when he used to coach at OC3 in Iowa years ago, and him and his wife Taylor, and I know that they're really good people and they have a lot of knowledge in this sport. And my new manager Ricardo, he works with some of that crew, and know, Paper Street Works approved it a little bit, so it just was a really natural fit, and started talking to them a few weeks ago, and we're kind of getting things in place, and, you know, we've had several meetings, and, you know, I'm excited. They seem to have a really good structure in place, and it seems like it's going to be a very kind of a back-and-forth coaching relationship where it's not going to be something where it's like they just tell me, hey, here's what you do, and I go do it. You know, I think at this level, a lot of the athletes know, you know, just as much as a lot of the coaches, so it has to be that kind of back-and-forth coaching relationship to where the coaches are getting input from the athletes, and they're kind of working together to come up with a plan, and I'm definitely wanting to be hands-on in that and just take all the information and knowledge that they have and add what I know, and just see where we can go.
Awesome. So is that going to be mostly remote, or are you going to go to Nashville and train there? Is it going to be kind of a back and forth? Because obviously you've got a lot of things going on at home and, you know, taking care of the homestead.
Yeah, so we're just going to – it'll be remote, still working on the farm every day. And so, you know, I'll go back home, farm, and then do proven programming at night in my gym, at my home gym. So, yeah, I would love to get out there for maybe some open workouts and just, like, training camps and things like that. If my schedule allows for it, and hopefully we'll have more opportunities for that in the future, but for now it'll just be remote.
Yeah. Is there anybody you're looking forward to working with, being like now on a team instead of just kind of being out there by yourself? Now you have a team and a group of athletes and things like that. Anything you want to like pick apart from them and be like, hey, you know, let's share some info, or just kind of still keep it all at arm's length?
Yeah, I don't play that well with others most of the time, but yeah, I mean, obviously Tia's there, Shane's there. They have a lot of knowledge. I mean, the whole coaching staff has a lot of knowledge. They brought in a lot of great coaches this year. I'll be working mainly with Joey, who was on Team CrossFit OBA. I think they got eighth place at the games this last year. He's been a perennial team games athlete. I think something unique to him is that, you know, kind of being like the captain of his team for so many years, he's had to help, you know, athletes on his team adjust and kind of help put them on the path to, you know, fix their weaknesses and do what they need to do to get better at the sport. So I think he has that unique experience that he can help teach me things. But, yeah, for the most part, I mean, with Proven, it's kind of like I'll be joining a team and I'll kind of have that team feel. But at the end of the day, I want to be the best one on that team.
I love it. And alluding to that, don't play well with others. You had a moment here at Tier Wadapalooza where you took the event, and the interview that's kind of gone around and made the rounds is basically calling everybody out and saying nobody's going to catch you. You think that's something that's missing in the sport? Because I love it, and a lot of people definitely identified with it and shared it and threw it out there, and we're just praising you for, you know, putting that out there to the challenge to everybody.
Yeah, you know, this sport, there's a lot of camaraderie, and there's a lot of nice guys, but there's also a lot of fake nice guys. And, you know, that's not going to be me. I'd rather be who I am and maybe liked by some and hated by others, but I'd rather be that than just people liking the fake me that I portray. So, yeah, I mean, I talk a little bit of trash because those are the things that I feel. Those are the things that I believe, and I think that I'm a unique athlete in this sport who's faced unique challenges that I think a lot of these other athletes wouldn't have been able to overcome. And I think that's going to continue. I'm going to keep getting better and winning more events and climbing that leaderboard. And I'm going to let these guys know I'm coming for them.
I love it. I love it. Who do you think is the biggest trash talker out there? Yourself apart, who is the biggest trash talker out there on the floor that people wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, yeah, no, they definitely talk trash?
Pat's got some good trash talk, but he does it in a way where it's like comes off pretty jovial and, you know, doesn't really get too serious with it. But, yeah, him, he's always kind of chirping in the back beforehand and, you know, just – but it's more just like of a friendly banter between the guys. There's not really anybody that I could think of that is really trying to say things that are going to stir the boat or be too serious with it. And I think that, you know, obviously we have a lot of respect for each other, but not everyone out there is best friends, and, you know, I'm not here to hand out friendship bracelets.
I love it. Yeah, and most people have said that the trash talk is a friendly trash talk. Like, it's definitely trash talk, but it's not, you know, meant to be, you know, like, they don't generally go out to hate somebody and throw it out like that, which I love. I love good trash talk. And the best trash talk, Tim, in my opinion, is the ones between friends. And those are the ones that usually you'd have to censor and not be able to put online. And, you know, you hear them, like you said, chirping in the back. That's just the most fun, just getting out there and mixing it up with everybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes down in the corrals backstage when there's no cameras and nobody else around. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And for the most part, it's nobody takes it too serious out there. But, yeah, I think I'm gonna take things a little bit differently.
Is there any – so I know a lot of that's behind the scenes. Is there any of that going on the floor? Like when you guys are lined up next to each other and, like, going through a workout, is there anybody, like, just, like, yelling across lanes being like, come on, speed up, or, you know, just messing with people?
Usually I just hear people crying at their judges and breathing really hard while they're falling behind. But, you know, I heard some stuff that there was some stuff being said at the games, but I never heard it myself. But, you know, also I'm not a great runner, so I wasn't up there in the front of the pack to be able to hear it.
Listen, everybody's got their strengths. You know, it is what it is, right? With the programming this week, how did you feel? Like, how did you feel out there with, you know, with the events, with the changes, with the things you had to adapt on the fly because of changes in programming, because of weather? Like, how did you feel overall?
Yeah, I think the programming for this competition is unique in a couple ways. One, that obviously we had to change the programming. And, you know, I was kind of bummed about that. I really liked the original workouts they had put in place. And I wish they could have moved the third one to the next day. But I think the schedule was just so packed. And if that was a possibility, they probably would have done it. And, you know, I know they didn't want to change the workouts. It's something that they had to do. So I understand it. But also, I think the programming here is unique in that they want to encourage people to do both individual and teams. So there's things they don't want to program twice for, you know, they don't want to do like a high volume muscle up workout in individuals and have them do it again for teams, which is completely understandable. You know, their goals here is not necessarily have the most well-balanced test. They are doing the best they can with the number of events and limitations that they have on that with the individuals and teams going. But at the end of the day, this is an event for the community to gather together and, you know, throw down for only five events. So there's only so much you can do with it. But, yeah, I mean, just come out here, test yourself on whatever they hand you, and go forward with that.
I love it. And that's the thing. Is like, I've always referred to this as like the all-star game. You know, you're not necessarily going out to see what the best, you know, the best team is, but on this stage, we're, you know, looking to have some entertainment, which it's definitely provided this week. We've got a lot of entertainment on the floor between the teams, between the individuals, between the RX, you know, all the RX athletes, the open athletes. Like, it's just a wide range of fitness that you can see out here. So I love that. What is there something you look forward to Miami, you know, other than the competition itself? Like, what do you look forward to every year coming down here to Miami?
Honestly, for me, it's really just the competition. I mean, the goal wasn't to come out here and have fun. It was to, you know, test myself, get some information, and see where things are at heading into the season. But, you know, end up doing always end up having a lot of fun. And something I noticed this time, there's been, like, I don't know if it's just the area we're staying, but a lot of roosters and things hanging out. We had three of them hanging out in their backyard, like, every day. And keeping us up all night, but that was just kind of funny.
It is a crazy nature thing here, because I pulled my car over to the side and there's roosters running around in the middle of the city. And then have you seen any of the iguanas around?
No.
Yeah, there's like a 6-foot iguana came out of this tree and just like climbed down and was just hanging out and then went running off. There's a couple of them back here in the trees. I've seen possums running around during the daytime, which freaks me completely out. And raccoons are around here like squirrels, apparently. They'll be whole families of them in trees. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's wild. Definitely a lot different than the wildlife we have back in Iowa. It's mostly livestock and wiener dogs over at my farm. So yeah, just interesting to come out here and see that. But you just kind of enjoy the little things and makes the experience unique.
I feel like if you find one of the iguanas, you should like grab what just try and grab
go
it.
Go wrestle it, yeah.
Just go wrestle it. Just take it, just walk around with it. You know, a little souvenir. Last year, when it got too cold, they actually just fall out of trees. They freeze up, fall out of a tree, they warm up, and then they run off. It's nuts.
That seems insane. That's so wild. That would be crazy to see if you didn't understand that was something that happened. You just saw iguanas start falling out of the trees.
it is a bit of a trip. Even when you do know what you're seeing, it's like raining iguanas. Anything in the team division that you've looked at? I know you said that, you know, with the programming, you know, they couldn't program everything across both divisions. Was there anything on the team program that you looked at that you're like, oh man, that probably would have been fun if we brought it over?
Yeah, I think they had a high volume handstand push-up workout, and they had some wall walks and things like that, and I think that would have been really fun. The endurance test, I think, would have been really fun. Ours was relatively short. I think, you know, like a middle of the pack time was probably around 15 minutes. So we didn't have any super long tests, but I'm sure that we had a lot of schedule constraints that caused that. But yeah, I would have liked to have tested something a little bit longer, like the teams got to. And man, I'm missing my handstand push-ups and ring muscle-ups this weekend, but that's how it goes.
Yeah, and did you guys do the 5K?
Nope.
No. I'm probably happy to not be on those trails and doing that. So when do you end up going back to Iowa? Do you spend a few days down here and hang out, or just back to the farm, back to work?
Our flight leaves, I think, at 5:30 tomorrow morning, so we're going to get back home, get back to all the snow, and get back to work on the farm, get back to training.
I love it. So you have some things coming up that we talked a little bit about yesterday. Friends of mine, friends of yours, of course, Hero Barbell. You have your own bar coming out. Talk a little bit about how that whole thing came about and, you know, how people can get their hands on it, because it's going to be a limited run, I think. It's going to be up for pre-sale.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty exciting. We were just kind of looking for different opportunities after the games and ended up getting in touch with Hero Barbell. And they've been cool to work with. I got to test out their barbells. I really like them. And end up coming up with a design. We use the Unbroken logo that Travis over at Vindicate has made. And so that's going to be on the bar. And I believe they're going to be ready in March for their first run. So, I mean, that's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited for that.
I did reach out to them because they saw that you were on the show. They're like, oh, yeah, we're very excited to be working with you. And also, it's going to be available for pre-sale in February, I believe. So you can pre-order it in February and then receive it in March. Tell them a little bit about the logo. You know, obviously, you know, you can go over and get the shirts, I think, still at Vindicate. I don't, unless they sold out.
I think you might have one left. You guys better run over there.
But talk about the logo. So it's the pig logo. And I haven't had coffee. I'm not firing on all cylinders. I can see it in my head. But, you know, how did that logo come about with Vindicate and put it on the bar?
Yeah, I knew that when we were going to be making a design for anything, that Travis is the guy to call. He does all my shirts. He helped design the logos for the barbell, got the logos for the belt that's coming out with Tupud, which should be available in February. And, yeah, so it's the pig logo that has been on the shirts. It's the Unbroken with the font that's been on the shirts. And, yeah, that Unbroken had just kind of been the mantra for the past year, just facing, like, different difficulties and adversities, and just, like, sometimes the goal doesn't even become, like, succeeding in your original goals anymore. It just becomes, hey, prepare as much as I can and just don't let these obstacles and hardships break you. Just go and, you know, put forth an effort that you can be proud of, and so that's kind of the Unbroken mindset, and that's why we've got that on all of the gear.
I love it. And you said Tupud has a belt coming out. So put the belt and the barbell to work, and, you know, you got it all around the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah, good stuff. So you have that coming out. You've also signed with Tier. So you're a Tier athlete. So how does it feel coming to a event that's sponsored by the brand that sponsors you?
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel cool. It's nice. Tier does a great job. I feel like this is a really fitting event for them to sponsor. It's such a great community event, and, you know, it really matches the culture with Tier really well. And, I mean, it's just a lot of fun to come out here, and, you know, we get a couple extra free stuff. Got some really neat shoes that, you know, I was hanging out at the Tier booth before they gave them to us. I was like, man, those are pretty nice, and ended up getting them. So, I mean, yeah, they make great stuff. That's where I wear every day for training. And, yeah, I'm super glad that they are here sponsoring this event. I know there's been some trouble with other brands in the past and things in our space, in our community, but I think Tier is something that they're really here for the community, and they're not going anywhere. They're here for the long run. They believe in the culture. They believe in the philosophy for the CrossFit, and, you know, they're here to stay.
Awesome. I love it. They've been a great host for us. We got Shuffle Scribble. You know these guys. What's up, Will? You know, they've been a great partner with Wadapalooza, and I'm with the Tier Waza podcast as well, and they've been a lot of fun. It's just a great brand. It's a great party, you know, that they throw here, and you know, they hook us up with some great gear too. I'm jealous. They gave us the red ones, but I like the branded ones.
Yeah, I mean, they take care of all the divisions. I believe that every division, all the community divisions and everything, got a little bit of gear. And I know last year they got all like custom outfits and everything, and so that's something that I thought was really, really unique and cool, and not something I've seen done at a large scale event like this outside of the CrossFit Games. And you don't even have to be, you know, a Games athlete to partake in getting the gear. So I think that's a unique experience here in Miami at Wadapalooza, and a unique experience you get working with Tier.
So this is kind of the start of, you know, obviously the start of 2024. It's the first competition. I feel like it launches the season, puts us into the mode of, okay, we're getting ready for, you know, you get Tier Wadapalooza, then we go into the Open, quarters, semis, all that stuff, and then, you know, to the games in Texas. How do you feel going into this season? How do you feel, like, kind of transitioning? I feel like for you, there's not really an off season. You just kind of keep that level training. Is there a ramp up? Or is it just kind of business as usual all the time?
Yeah, there's definitely ebbs and flows. I'm always training all the time, working on skills and weaknesses. But there are differences in the nuances of how I'm training, adjusting the volume, adjusting the intensity, adjusting the type of workouts that I'm doing. And, you know, just trying to build in the off season and then peak when the time is right. You know, we get to semis in the games. But I'm not being at my fittest as possible all year long, because that's going to give you a smaller peak when it counts. But yeah, I'm always in the gym and always training. There is no off season in terms of that. And I love going out to comps. Went out to the Crash Crucible at CrossFit Crash with JR Howell this fall, and that was one of the best events I've ever been to. So that was a ton of fun. I'm really glad to be here in Miami, and I'll be hitting up a couple local comps back in Iowa before we get ready for the season. But I mean, as far as those go and training goes with those, it's just stick to the training plan, show up to those comps, have fun, learn some things to implement into training, and then get ready for the season.
How do people take it when you roll into a local comp? Like, you just roll into a local comp and do they know you're going to be there? Or do people get there and they're like, shit, here's good multi-level Games athlete just rolling in, he's going to just sweep us all.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of them, they've known me for a long time, but well before I ever qualified for the Games, I was there competing and getting my butt kicked, you know, for a lot of years now. And, you know, sometimes I do go there, I'm like, all right, I'm here to win this. But sometimes I'll, you know, pick a partner who, like, maybe would typically do scaled or intermediate, and then we'll try our hand at RX and just have a good time and hang out with the community and things like that. But yeah, most of them, like, they just know me on a personal level, so it's not too, they're not too, like, I guess freaked out when they see a Games athlete roll up.
That's awesome. I'm sure they're probably pissed when they see you in the scaled division, though. And I get that as a coach. I've coached athletes, and you know, you bring an athlete on that you want to partner with, that you want to get them into the, you know, competition, and going scaled with them. And, you know, you get the other coaches in the area looking at you like, come on, man. Like, really?
I made them do RX, and yeah, they come up with me. Or, well, there's a comp I went to a couple of months ago, and they let her do the scale stuff, and then they gave me heavier weights and things like that. So, I mean, we make it work, but it's all just about, like, hanging out with the community and the members and the affiliates and just having a good time.
I love that. You know, you kind of alluded to, you know, like, kind of the off season. How do you feel about going into the Open and the semis? And then how do you feel about the Games in Texas? That's kind of the theme that comes up, you know, all the time. You know, I mean, you're used to putting in the work. Texas is kind of one of those states. So how do you feel about that move?
Yeah, I think it'll be, I mean, we'll have to wait and see, I guess, but I'm excited for it. I think it'll be a really good venue. I was really starting to feel at home in Madison. Just like, I'm not somebody who leaves kind of my little bubble a lot at home. Just I train at home. I work at the farm. I don't really go out a lot, and so, like, when I first started traveling to compete, coming to, like, the big cities was really hard for me, just, like, being around all the people in just such a different environment. But now I'm kind of getting to the point where I can embrace it. It's not so – I don't feel like, you know, the country hick that's out of place in the city anymore so much. But, yeah, Madison was really great. It really felt like home. I think I am somebody who does benefit when they're at a venue over and over again. They can just kind of familiarize themselves with it. But I think I'm kind of past the point where I need to do that, and I'm looking forward to it. We also have a slightly different venue for semis over in Carson, California, but I think that's going to be really unique to be back in the city that the games used to be in. So I'm really excited for that, just for the history of it. And yeah, I'm excited to get out there and see how things go down in Texas. And sounds like a lot of the events are going to be inside, but I'm sure that Boz and the team are creative enough to, you know, find a well-rounded test no matter what the environment is going to be. And yeah, I think we'll just have to show up as prepared as we can be, and we'll see what happens.
I feel like you should roll in with like the full embrace, the belt buckle, the hat, the boots. Just roll in like you own the place.
The problem is it all smells like pig shit, so.
Well, I mean, we'll polish it up. We'll you know, put an air freshener in it. You know, you'll be good to go. Yeah. You had talked about teaming up with, you know, people in, you know, and doing like little team competitions, you know, local stuff. I've been asking the question around to all sorts of athletes. If you were to team up with a celebrity for a pro-am competition, could be guy or girl, doesn't matter. Do you want to do a pro-am competition where you just go in, you throw down, and just for fun? Who would it be? Do you have somebody in mind, and why?
To be honest, man, I don't know that many celebrities. I know UFC fighters, and I think it'd be cool.
I count that. So right, basically, sweet. It's basically anybody that's known outside of the CrossFit bubble.
I think Alex Volkanovski and I would mess some stuff up. I think we have some good similarities in the height and build, and I know he's got the best gas tank in his division. I think we'd do pretty damn well.
That guy is amazing. I've seen his last few fights, and just, man, incredible.
People always underestimate him. Every single fight he's in, it's like, oh, this is the guy. This is the most dangerous guy. And then he just mops the floor with them. And then the next fight, oh, this is the, no, man, he's coming. He's going to win again.
Well, that fight was at Islam Makhachev or something for the championship, where he went. I mean, he went all five rounds, and it was literally a toss-up whether or not he would win it or not. Just incredible. I had a whole new level of respect for him. So that's an awesome pairing. If there was a co-ed CrossFit exhibition, guy, girl, is there anybody out there that you were like, yeah, that I think that they would be fun to team up with? No, all like. Somebody was like, I'm not answering that. I got too many girls on our roster. Just anybody that you think would be cool to team up with just in an exhibition type thing.
Definitely my girlfriend, Allison. I think we've teamed up for a couple of comps. We're actually undefeated as a pair together. There used to be a Valentine's competition in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and we went to that, and we won that when we went there. And so that's been a lot of fun. But I guess if I had to pick somebody from, like, the semis or games field, maybe Fee Sagafi would be a good fit.
Yeah, she's awesome. She was actually on the show a couple days ago. She's a definite friend of the show, so that's a great pairing. I think that'd be awesome. Well, man, I'm going to get coffee. Like, we're going to get this thing rolling, but anything you're looking forward to today, you know, last day that you want to get in before you head back to the cold of Iowa?
Yeah, I think we got almost 2 feet of snow back home, so I'm going to enjoy the last day out here in Miami. I'm going to be hanging out with, you know, the Paper Street crew, and I'm probably over at Swolverine a little bit. And I'm just going to enjoy hanging out with those people because, I mean, I don't really get to see them much. I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere in Iowa, and I don't really leave home a whole lot. So this is a great opportunity for Allison and I to hang out with some friends that we don't get to see very often and get our socializing in. We probably won't socialize much more until we get to California for semifinals.
It's California. So, well, awesome, Colton. As always, man, you're so much fun to watch and follow on the floor, just in social media, seeing everything that you're putting out there. Love the trash talk. Keep it coming. And, man, look forward to seeing you in semifinals and in Madison, but it's not Madison anymore. See you in Fort Worth, Texas.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm looking forward to it, too. It's going to be a good year. Thank
awesome,
you.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Wex Appeal Podcast. Get connected by heading to Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Wex Appeal Podcast for more bonus buffoonery and to get the full Wex experience. Plus, make sure to subscribe on your podcast app today.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time for more barbells, beats, and buffoonery.